With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Mike Johnson has been reelected as House Speaker after a tense roll call where some GOP House members voted against Johnson before reversing their votes. Johnson says it's a new day in America.
This is a powerful new coalition of our country. It's a coalition that insists that we purge the policies of America last and we bury them in the graveyard of history's mistakes, because it was a big mistake. To that end, this Congress will renounce the status quo and we will listen to the voices of the people.
Johnson was able to flip two holdouts who switched to support him, and Trump called the dissenting Republican lawmakers from the golf course. The final tally was 218 to 215. Also at SRNNews.com, Las Vegas Cybertruck bomber Matthew Leibelsberger claimed his shocking suicide wasn't a terror attack, but a way for the U.S. soldier to cleanse his mind, police revealed earlier Friday. Alicia Arrett, Matthew Leibelsberger's ex-girlfriend, says he told her of pain and exhaustion after serving in Afghanistan, signs she recognized as key symptoms of traumatic brain injury.
I was an Army nurse, and I worked on TBI units. Like at Walter Reed, I worked on the TBI unit there. And I think that's kind of why he felt so safe with me and why we kept dating on and off, is he knew I understood him. So I just recognized some of the symptoms, and then he told me he'd gotten head injuries from that.
Meteorologists forecast a strong snow and ice storm followed by brutally cold conditions will soon smack the eastern two-thirds of the country. In Friday's warnings, they said frigid air, the dreaded polar vortex, will escape and plunge as far south as Florida. Starting tomorrow, millions of people are going to be hit by a moderate to heavy snow from Kansas City to Washington, with dangerous likely just south of that. After that, temperatures expected to be as much as 25 degrees below normal during a week-long cold spell. This is SRN News. 2025 will bring some key Supreme Court rulings.
We'll probably have to wait until June, though the court can release a decision whenever it wants to. A lot of Christians will be waiting to see how the justices rule on a Tennessee law that bars doctors from giving life-altering drugs to children so they can live as the opposite sex. Then there's a Texas law that would require online pornographers to make sure their customers are at least 18 before letting them onto the website. The high court is considering about 50 cases. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump wants the U.S. to be energy independent, and that goal could impact the persecution of Christians abroad. A new report from International Christian Concern points out that 8 of the 12 members of the OPEC, the consortium of oil producing nations that the country buys from, regularly persecute believers. ICC says ongoing trade and the failure of the U.S. government to assign genuine consequences to nations fraught with religious freedom abuses, stagnates, and progression of human rights at best. This is SRN News. Stocks ended in a downward trading week on an up note. The S&P 500 rallied to its first gain since Christmas. More on the market's activities today from correspondent Seth Sutel, reporting from New York City.
Wall Street rallied out of its holiday season funk with its first gain since Christmas. The S&P 500 climbed 1.3% Friday, its best day in nearly 2 months. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 339 points. It's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 1.8%. Big tech stocks, including Nvidia and Tesla, led the way higher. That offset drops for beer, wine, and liquor companies. Those stocks fell after the Surgeon General proposed putting cancer warning labels on alcohol. Molson Coors lost 3.4%. Treasury yields ticked higher in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.60%. Seth Sutel, New York.
You'll find more news online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.